I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Years ago, I read a pithy and poignant statement by the famed theologian Paul Tillich. Language, Tillich said, has created the word loneliness to express the pain of being alone. And it has created the word solitude to express the glory of being alone. And isn't it true that so many of us struggle with the challenging tension between the unmitigated joy of being by ourselves and the occasional agony of unbidden loneliness? This week we hear writer Nancy Kirsch's thoughtful and not-so-solitary reflections on this very complex subject.
People of a certain age may remember Three Dog Night's hit song, "One is the Loneliest Number." I'm here to tell them, and you, they were wrong. I had years of loneliness and countless times when I desperately wished to not be alone. Those feelings of loneliness were so deep and so disturbing that I engaged in plenty of unhealthy behaviors just so I wouldn't be alone. Too much drinking, too much TV, too much eating. Well, you get the picture. Too many bad choices made too often. And even in the midst of people, I still felt lonely. As I've grown older and maybe a bit wiser, I'm simply happier in my own skin. That happiness brings a great appreciation for time alone, to savor the sun on my face, to wander through an art gallery without having to explain what I adore or abhor, to explore a neighborhood I've never visited. Don't get me wrong, I am neither a loner nor a hermit. But I believe that choosing to spend time alone can be joyful, joyous, and spiritually renewing. In my younger days, my overarching need to be with others, thinking that other people were the ideal antidote to loneliness, likely led them to flee. Trust me, desperation is neither attractive nor appealing. Until I learned to appreciate and accept myself, flaws, warts, and all, being lonely was a near constant, with or without others in my presence. I love time with friends and family, and I love time alone. I am always eager to host a raucous, game-filled dinner party, so some friends might be shocked that I consider myself something of an introvert. So I'm comfortable alone, and I'm comfortable with friends. It's been years since I've truly felt lonely. The one social activity that I absolutely hate doing alone is, but eating in a restaurant. Eating is such a social encounter. A meal is not merely about the way the food tastes or the calories being consumed. Rather, it's an opportunity to share ideas and exchange information, laugh and cry with one's table mates. As much as I enjoy my own company, eating alone in a restaurant doesn't do it for me. I'd rather eat leftovers, pull on my sweats, pull out a book, and enjoy my meal while I indulge in a favorite activity that is easily accomplished alone, reading. Otherwise, one is a very lovely and unlonely number.
Nancy Kirsch has worked as a lobbyist, corporate lawyer, and most recently as editor of The Jewish Voice, the newspaper of record for Rhode Island's Jewish community. An award-winning writer, she is now engaged in freelance work. Kirsch lives in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.